Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we want to wish you all a blessed new year of this 2026. Here we are in this first week where everyone's getting back and adjusting and being and doing all the good things that God would have us to do. Well, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And always remember, you can listen to our show on a podcast. Just go out to EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast, or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. I know that over the holiday break, I was pretty busy doing lots of different things, and I listened to podcasts, and they were very enriching and helpful to me. So today, we're welcoming back Sarah Weiss to our show. Now, Sarah is a beautiful wife and mother of three, and she lives in Auburn, Alabama. She's a Birmingham native, but she embraced God's call to renew the culture of life after first experiencing the National March for Life as a student at Auburn University, and then taking teens on that same pilgrimage as a Catholic youth minister. Now, Sarah serves as Biking for Babies recruiting and marketing director, inviting everyone to both embrace their own growth and holiness and support those in need as the start of a cultural renewal. And today, she's here to speak to us about Biking for Babies and how they are transforming hearts and minds to build a beautiful new culture of life. So go out to the website. It's very inspiring and helpful and informative, bikingforbabies.com. And we certainly enjoyed having Sarah yesterday and sharing. And there is so much to do. And we all have a mission. And we just need to figure out, what am I supposed to do with all of my love for Jesus? There is, I believe, a revival and a renewal happening in our nation. People are reading the Bible. More people are going back to church, and they just so happen to be young people. So we are all called for a time such as this, and this might be what you want to get involved with, Biking for Babies.
Bikingforbabies.com. Go to that website. It's a beautiful website. Well done. You'll hear more about it. And maybe you can support the gospel of life in this way. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Sarah Weiss, and she's the recruiting and marketing director for Biking for Babies. Go out to the website. It's bikingforbabies.com. And this is the month of January. It's a new year, and maybe God wants to do a new thing in your heart, in your mind, and in your body, and use your body to get on a bike and make a difference for life. Why not? Well, Sarah, we're excited to have you back. So why don't you recap for our family, those that didn't catch the show yesterday, briefly, what is the organization Biking for Babies?
Sure thing. So Biking for Babies is meant to help young adults find their place in the pro-life movement, first starting with their own personal transformation and holiness with a deep focus in the culture of life, and then by supporting pregnancy resource centers, all in an effort to renew the culture of life at large. You know, we try to help young adults see the beauty and the value of sacrificing, of dying to themselves, of taking up the Lord's cross as he invites them to, and to support through their efforts women and families experiencing unplanned pregnancies.
Well, it's beautiful. You know, I'm always amazed. We sometimes have youth groups that come through the center to take a tour and to learn about it. And there, we have so many Catholics, and we all give a lot of lip service to the fact that I'm Catholic, I'm pro-life. What are we doing with our pro-lifeness?
Yes.
Like, what are we doing? And then sometimes parents haven't done anything, and then the children get involved, and then it's the children that get the parents involved, and then it goes through another generation and the grandchildren, in that way, but somebody has to light the spark,
right?
In a family.
That's right.
And we are the domestic church, and we want to raise up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they get old, they're not going to depart from this beautiful truth that we have in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
So tell our family ways that people can get involved. You said most of the riders are between the ages of 19, 20 to like 39.
Correct.
Maybe after 39, there's an off ramp. You can't get on a bike. I don't know.
But you can still be a missionary and support
those. But you
still
can be a missionary. So tell them ways that they can get involved. If they're hearing the show for the first time and they're saying, well, I have a bike. I could do something. Maybe they want to donate a bike. Maybe
sure.
they want to hop on a bike.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. So our bread and butter is our National Ride Formation Program. That's a program you're referencing that's for those ages 18 to 39. And it's a six-month commitment where working young adults volunteer in this program, and they're going through different modules where they're learning pro-life education, they're developing healthy friendships, they're learning more about John Paul II's Gospel of Life. They're training for our exciting adventure during the summer called the National Ride, and learning what it means, like I mentioned before, to die to oneself and to learn how to sacrifice time, comfort, energy, resources in order to support families in unplanned pregnancies. So that's kind of our bread and butter, but certainly there's more for people. In different parts of the country, we have what are called Rides for Life. They're local rides. It's a one-day affair that anyone can be a part of. So we have one in Philly, we have one in Iowa, and those events are really special because we'll have people who, children that are 2-3 years old who just learned how to ride a bike or potentially on mom and dad's bike in the back, all the way up to older people who are on, recumbent bikes or electric bikes or whatever, who are all there to raise money for these pregnancy centers. We have those across the country, but then certainly there's plenty of opportunity for people to support our mission, which is to form young adults and to support pregnancy centers through financial donations. That's a really big part of what we do, and we believe very strongly that we need to continue supporting pregnancy centers through these financial awards. And then also, like you said, donating bikes or different resources in that way as well.
Yep. Since 2009, we mentioned this on the first show, but I want to say it again, approximately 300 young adults who've completed the National Ride, supported 175 pregnancy centers like our own, donated $2.5 million to life-affirming work, pedaled 36,135 miles across the nation.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's encouraging to me, when you're speaking about beginning in 2009, the first guys who kind of came up with this vision, the way to serve the sanctity of human life, to make this known. And, I thought, because I'm an older guy, that's kind of current in the pro-life movement, 2009, compared to friends of mine that started in 1972 before Roe versus Wade. And it was encouraging to me because God's, bringing in new people. God's giving different visions.
Yes.
Those people in 72 maybe never thought of it, like biking for babies. Like, what the heck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to march for life. Are we going to do, And this is hopeful that God continues to rekindle the fire and light a flame. And do you see that happening? More young adults, rising up to the challenge of saying, this isn't working for me, this culture, and I'm buying into this narcissistic kind of philosophy and screen philosophy and way. And really the truth of the matter is, as you said, giving your life away, you find your life. And that's what people are trying to find their lives.
That's right.
And they're going all different directions. And it's inherent within the Trinity that the Trinity is continually, those persons are giving their lives away. The Father to the Son to the Father. That's innate in us being made in the image and likeness of God. But we're not hearing this.
That's right.
Do you want to be happy? Give your life away in service to the Lord.
That's right. Well, I can think even for myself personally, I'm a millennial, and I see plenty of my friends who have struggled to find, real purpose in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the heart of it, we all want to do something impactful, no matter what it is. And we all want to be happy, and we all want to use what makes us happy in some way. But the world has not shown us that direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're looking in the wrong place if we're looking at the world, right? We need to look to Christ and say, okay, Lord, what is it that you have put into my life? What are these gifts that you have given me that I should return back to you to understand what true happiness really is?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where Biking for Babies started, with these guys who are endurance athletes. Well, you know, you can do that for so long, mm-hmm. just to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You can go out on a run whenever you mm-hmm. want. But what happens when we take that and we do it for some purpose, mm-hmm. for some greater good? There's no greater good right now than the pro-life movement, you know, than to supporting women and families that are choosing yeah. life for their children, to defending the unborn, the voiceless. I think it was John Paul II that said it's the preeminent issue of our time. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, it still is.
Yeah. It is.
You know, there's plenty of assaults on human life in different forms, but if we can't, you know, have these beautiful lives, even be born and be a part of this world, I feel like all the rest of the different issues are secondary.
Right. But if you're not born, then you don't. There's no other right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
I don't need to worry about you getting in a great school. You don't even have a life.
That's right.
And all those beautiful things.
Getting little pieces of equipping young adults. Speak to us more fully about your young adult formation program. You know, what are some of the components of that? How long is that? Does that all lead up to the major ride that you have?
Right.
What is it about?
Absolutely. So it's a 6-month commitment. We actually have applications open right now for that. It's a commitment that goes from March to August, mm-hmm. and most of it's done at home. So we're a national organization with no actual home base. We have young adults that range from Hawaii to Maine to Florida, all over the place, who are part of this. And they do these modular studies basically at home, mm-hmm. where they're going through scripture studies, they're going through pro-life apologetics, they're learning and reading parts of, you know, JP2's Evangelium Vitae, mm-hmm. the Gospel of Life. They're meeting with pregnancy resource centers, and actually are partnered with a pregnancy okay. resource mm-hmm. center to understand what women today are going through and their, you know, quest to choose life. And they go through all of this at home. For a number of months. They're training at home, so if they're a rider and they're in that role, they're hopping on the bike for multiple times a week, multiple hours, and are offering their efforts there and prayers for yeah. the renewal of the culture. The support crew missionaries are preparing in different ways. They're learning through asceticism, so learning how to give up something that's mm-hmm. still good mm-hmm. for something that's greater. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, learning how to sleep on the floor and do things themselves last, yeah. So that they're growing in this virtue. Mm-hmm. And it all does lead up to the national ride that happens every July. It's usually the second week of July, 600 miles in 6 days. And that's kind of the pinnacle of our formation program. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to say it's life lived in a week, because there's a lot of things that you experience mm-hmm. when you're, you know, you're stressed and you're tired and you're doing something that really is uncomfortable, mm-hmm. But recognizing that it's something that you've been called to, it's something the Lord has asked of you, you're saying yes to that, and He's going to make good of it if you offer it up to Him.
Yeah. Well, and the beautiful thing is that in that 6 month formation mm-hmm. where you're learning about dying to yourself, and then when you get and hop on a bike mm-hmm. in real actuality in heat and hills and uncomfortability, that's where, no pun intended, where the rubber hits the road.
That's right.
Where you get to apply and so, oh, this is what this was talking about.
Yes.
This is how I have to learn to persevere. This is how I have to learn to push through. Mm-hmm. This is how I have to learn to suffer and endure and to offer it up, mm-hmm. that God would redeem this witness right. of just being visible on the street for just a window of time, mm-hmm. right? And in July, in the summer, the route, I'm sure it's hot mm-hmm. or it's raining, and you go in those conditions, right?
Right, and you do it anyway. And part of this is the young adults understanding mm-hmm. what we're asking, expecting families to go through, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're also having to sacrifice. They're mm-hmm. also having to persevere. They're also having all these similar kind of experiences. And so they're experiencing what those families are experiencing as well. Mm-hmm. There's this beautiful spiritual solidarity. It's yeah. very mysterious, right? Yeah. But this beautiful spiritual solidarity with these families and unplanned while we go on our national ride as mm-hmm. well. Yeah. And there's nothing like offering it up, you know, unification with Christ's cross to say, Lord, take this mm-hmm. that I can do and use it for your good in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's families watching, and so many families do have bikes and the kids mm-hmm. like to ride, or young adults could do it just singly on their own without the family. But I can certainly see some parents coming together and just saying, I'm putting this together now. This is fun. This is recreation. This is also physical sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice, time sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And we want to go in on this.
Yes.
So some of the kids, younger people might be the biking missionaries. There may be some older people that really are great at biking. But everybody can support this. They could become missionaries too in right. support of this. How do you, like you're saying 100 miles a day, So how do you secure the route? I mean, where are they doing this? On a highway someplace, or side roads, and who's looking ahead? Police involved or what?
It's a multi-month process to lay out all of our maps across the country. So this past year, we had 9 different teams go for 6 different days. So that's 56 different individual maps that we created through the country in various places. And we try to keep them on safe roads, right, of course. Mm-hmm. So we're not going on interstates or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not a straight shot when we're going from here to there. We're going on county roads. We're going on smaller highways through smaller parts of the country. But sometimes we are going through the big cities. You know, we go through Indianapolis. We end up in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We do go through those big areas because it is a big witness. And we do call the sheriff departments when we come through and let them know, hey, we have this group of cyclists that are coming in case, you know, someone gets irritated with us, because we do go through areas of the country that are not very friendly to pro-life ministries, and will see us and honk at us. That's not super common. Most often we do get really positive support. Yeah. You know, we'll stop at a gas station and people say, what are you doing? And and we get to share what we're doing there as well. Yeah. Some of the most beautiful conversations we've had have been with people at a gas station, and they say, well, you know, earlier in my life, you know, my wife had an abortion, or my daughter had an abortion, and you know, thank you for what you're doing now, because we weren't strong enough and didn't have what we needed then to say yes to life. But but thank you for sharing now what we could have benefited from then to, for someone else.
So it's the biking. These people are formed to doing the biking, but I mean, you are set up and you to expect evangelistic encounters. You're praying for those that this would take place. And so it's a real work of evangelization, or a new evangelization. And then you say you're also working with different churches and people that are supporting you along the way, and you have people giving talks. Who's giving those talks?
It's our missionaries, and mostly it's their testimonies. It's their understanding of why is this work important to me? Why has the Lord called me to this work? And I mean, you guys can imagine, you know, hearing from a young person that they're excited about their faith, that they have already found a mission that the Lord has called them to. It's extremely powerful. I still can think of many conversations I've had with our missionaries that they share. You know, at one point I was pro-choice because I thought that was a compassionate response to the unplanned, but then my eyes were opened and I realized that that was not compassionate, and the Lord has showed me that through this ministry I can now impact other people and share that this is what real truth is and this is what real compassion looks like.
And then to call them. And we're getting pretty tired with this, and I'm getting older. Can you join? Which some of you could, how many would you consider it? Let's see a little show of hands about that.
Exactly.
So they're really recruiting as they're along the way.
Well, it's like Jesus calling Matthew, just come and follow me.
Yes.
It's like, you know, you're at a gas station, you're at a church or wherever it's happening. It's like, come and get involved, you know, and that's their appeal. That's the attraction to say, wait a minute, those are just like ordinary people going out and doing an extraordinary thing for the gospel of life, and I want to join that team.
We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. Look forward to hearing a few closing words on biking for babies. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Wrapping up our conversation with Sarah Weiss, Biking for Babies. So tell us about this upcoming national ride, 600 miles in 6 days, sharing your mission across the country.
That's right. So it's going to be July 11th through 19th. Applications for the program are open now. They close in February for young adults. But we're planning on having 10 different routes this year. We're starting in Alabama, we're starting in Maine, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Our newest one's going to be out of Oklahoma, and they're going to converge in St. Louis. So it's about 600 miles. Some other groups are going to converge in Philadelphia. And we're just ready to cover the road with our prayers and to cover our road with our witness. You know, we have, the Lord has blessed us tremendously over the past 16 years with lots of consistent growth. And recently, and more exponential growth, if you will, we have a short-term goal to ride coast to coast in the next 3 years, taking our missionaries from Washington to Maine, having over 160 missionaries, you know, is what we're going to be shooting for in the next couple of years, partnering with 160 pregnancy resource centers and covering just thousands and thousands of miles with this pro-life witness.
Well, it's so beautiful. You think of the Eucharistic Congress that happened where they crisscrossed America and they did it in the sign of a cross.
Yes.
And it's almost like Jesus has already gone and prepared the way.
That's right.
Now you just come in this way and you fill it with bikers.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Exactly.
So beautiful.
Well, yeah. You got the Eucharistic Congress that's doing that. Mm-hmm. You got Runners for Life.
Runners for Life are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got Biking for Babies for Life. Do you get complaints about causing traffic now? I mean, all these different groups kind of, who are these people? Like, what's your story? And like, what are you doing? But this is so...
Well, it's a church coming out and hitting the streets where it needs to be.
That's it.
Right?
That's it. We were made for such a time as this, you know? This is the moment, and this is what the Lord has called us to. And we're just saying yes. We're along for this adventure.
Again, we're in that week of SEEK, concluding 25,000 or more young people, college-aged students, and everybody just encountering the Lord in a special way and now coming back. I don't know what the percentage is of these young people that have gone that are already doing something, but I would imagine it's probably a larger percentage that haven't been involved. And they're just going there for the encounter, and they want to be obedient to the Lord.
That's right.
Why don't you make a pitch to young people, to young adults, of why the gospel of life is so important for their personal lives and for witness at this time, and where Biking for Babies can fit in about a minute.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Biking for Babies is the answer to so many of our prayers. We as young adults want to be virtuous, right? We want to learn how to sacrifice for our families, for our vocations, for our careers. College students who are about to start into those lives and those parts of their lives are looking for that, and Biking for Babies really has the answer for that. We give you opportunities to grow in virtue, to grow in self-discipline, so these things that the culture is not providing. And it really is a time to seek out adventure with the Lord. Bike for Babies has that, whether you're used to riding a bike, do athletics or not, and it can be an answer to many, many prayers.
Sarah, thank you so much for being
with us.
And we thank God for Biking for Babies. Go to bikingforbabies.com, especially those of you coming back from SEEK. Look into this. It's so holistic, so beautiful. To bear witness in this way, you will grow in your faith in the Lord, and you'll bear witness to others who you pass by as you bike, others who are going to support this ministry. You get to partner with centers like ours, pregnancy medical centers, other centers there, and to support them in the work that you're doing and financially. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.